Good morning, everyone.
If you would, turn to 1 Corinthians 6. We'll talk about that briefly. It brings to mind the way we used to be before salvation. And what it says is, "And such were some of you." And when you go through the horrible times of life on earth before we were saved, there's a long laundry list of things that we did. And because of the fact that we've been saved by the precious, precious Lord Jesus Christ, we have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, cleansed from our sin that separated us from our God, our Creator. And then we were sanctified. And sanctified is to be set apart in service for our Lord, to live with Him as the preeminent one in our hearts and lives. And then it speaks of justification, which we talked about in morning meeting. To be justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the only justification that would come would be because we have Jesus our Lord within our hearts. He has gloriously saved us, and how thankful. And we've been regenerated. It's amazing to think that we have been so cleansed and our lives have changed so much. I mean, it was like more than a 180-degree turn. For some of us, it was 360. The idea is we've had amazing, amazing change in our lives, and we live for our Creator, who had the desire of saving us. And when you look at some of the horrible things we did, where it says, "And such were some of you," it's a great reminder. When you look at the list of who we were and the way we lived our lives, and I don't want to go into my testimony now, but I'll tell you, I shared with my son-in-law yesterday, and I'll tell you, it was a rough, rough time. But praise be the Lord who came into my life, into your life, to save us. And the amazing change that's been wrought in our life. Oh, so amazing. And that, the day of our salvation, was the greatest day ever on this earth. And will always be the greatest day. Although the being caught away, that's coming up. That's going to be a great day too. But the fact is that God saved a wretch like us. And some of us a lot worse than others. But the fact is we sinned against God and we've been separated because of our iniquities. And how thankful we are to be saved. Praise the Lord. And you know, when a person comes to the Lord, you know, we're witnessing and speaking, and somebody comes to the Lord, I'll tell you, it's not for me, it's for the Lord's glory. But the fact is that it brings tears to my eyes, and it brings tears to the eyes of the person that got saved. And praise the Lord for His wonderful work of redemption and His crucifixion, bearing our sin at the cross. So how thankful we are. And, you know, I just want to go over some verses. So we can all agree, right? The greatest time of our lives was the day of our salvation. It's wonderful. And, you know, as a believer, and we witness share the gospel with people. As I've said before, we warn them. And that's in Ezekiel 33, Colossians 1:28. And the Lord takes it very seriously. And we need to do that, to let them know if they deny the Lord Jesus Christ, then they're going to bear the wrath of an almighty God. So it's good to witness and warn. Now, what I'd like to do now is God's call, as we as born-again believers, God's call to spread the gospel. The gospel is what we're here to proclaim to the world and manifest the love of God and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, who does the convicting work. You know, it's amazing to have a triune God that is at work to save an individual. Everyone has a specific thing he does. The Lord Jesus Christ went to Calvary and bore the Father's will and died and finished the work, and the Spirit was the convictor, and help we can praise him. And then to have Almighty God place within our hearts the Holy Spirit. That's amazing, to have God in us. You know, what a change in one's life when they get saved. It's great. So what I want to do is I want to just quote a couple of verses. So I'll say Mark 1. I'm going to just adjust myself just a little. Mark 1:17. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men." That's exactly a big, big assignment from our God, is to proclaim the word and be fishers of men. How important that is. And the other verse that I can remember that years and years ago. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Wow, a serious assignment. But you know what? I was, and you were, so thrilled and joyful of the change in our lives. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. And I went to all my friends right away, and I spoke to them of what God has done for me. And all of them didn't want what I had. And, you know, that's the way life is, unfortunately. They had a free will, but a disastrous rejection of the Savior. And, you know, it's the way, but God more than replaced my friends with the believers, which is so nice. So, you know, that's very good. As far as preaching the gospel to every creature, we look for the opportunity to speak to people. You know, there's times when I've seen a cross, a tattoo, you know, on a guy's arm or whatever. I go and speak to a person like that, or I see a cross around their neck. What does that cross mean to you? Explain it. And, you know, they open up and talk. Some don't. But the idea is it's an opportunity. I see the door open by what I'm going to talk about. So that's great to be very obvious and alert, you know, looking to spread God's word. Now, you know, I'll share this with you as well. I had the desire of fulfilling His will. Don't we all? We want to fulfill the will of God. And I was in 1993 and 94 twice now, there was a ministry that was going to Russia, and we would be handing out Bibles, and we would preach in every little town. And we would tell the people as we gave Bibles that we're going to be having a meeting and where. And we would travel the Volga River and stop at these little country towns and sowing the seed of the gospel. And when we spoke, we had a translator to help. But, you know, I wasn't going to say no to the open door of going to Russia. And I was there to do it for the glory of my Lord, glory of our Lord. So how thankful I was for that. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, the beauty is that we are called to spread the gospel, called to help the brokenhearted, and help the saints of God that are going through tough times. That's so important, and that's what the God of our God has asked us to do. So, you know, I want to, let's see here. Yeah, I spoke about that. You know, the fruit of our salvation should be projecting and proclaiming the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and telling people what that name means to us. And it was Him that went to the cross of Calvary and bore my sin. As wicked and evil as I was, He died for me. And, you know, it's amazing how when you look at that list in 1 Corinthians 6:11, I'll tell you why. It's horrible, horrible things that we did that does not exclude one person. For the disobedience of one shall many be made sinners, and by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And we all experienced that, didn't we? Praise His name. That's exactly what we want to do, is always give the Lord the grace that He deserves. And what I want to say is, when we got saved, we became born again, born from above. And the Lord says in John 3:3, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And I never heard that word before, but when my mom and stepfather got saved, they were talking about born again. So that created, well, what's that? You know, but to have a new life, to be born again is to be regenerated, to have a new life, our sins washed away and buried in the deepest sea. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, as we know, who died and bore our sin. The one who knew no sin became sin for us. You know, and I think of that other verse, Romans 5:8, God commended His love toward us that in when we were still sinners, He saved us. And how precious that is. Amen? Amen. So, you know, we're so thankful we got that. And what I wanted to share with you is what the Lord laid on my heart just recently. Sleeping and in a dream, the Lord spoke to me. I know it was from him. It wasn't from anyone else. And I want to share that with you. So what I want to do, oh yes, the Lord was laying upon my heart, when you witness to someone, the first thing you want to say, two questions. The first is that, do you know the God who created you? That's the first question before you start witnessing. And then the next question is explaining, why did God create mankind? People need to know that, and they're not thinking of that. And so many are, you know, not thinking about their creator. But why did Almighty create mankind? And then, of course, we'll give the answer. First, Isaiah 43:7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for his glory, for my glory, as he spoke, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. So God, being our creator, Almighty God, creating us, is the one that wanted to be glorified in humanity, who we made. It says, too, who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And God designed us and made us for a purpose, and that was that we would bow down and worship and honor him and give glory to him, to praise his name. And that was really laid on my heart. And, you know, God created man for his glory and honor, and that man would bow down and worship him. And we do worship our God. And when we get to heaven, oh my, won't that be something? To bow down with a myriad of people and worship and glorify our Lord. So how thankful we are for what he has done for us. So, you know, again, this is something that I'm going to start doing, is ask people, do you know why God made you? You know, there's a purpose, there's a reason, which I just told you. It's for his glory and honor. And then I'll read this again, Isaiah 43:7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. And you know, there's also a verse I think about, Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. And how true, isn't it? Boy, I'll tell you, every day I, like you, praise the Savior, praise Almighty God, and even we praise the silent of Godhead, the Holy Spirit of God, and how he has just been such a blessing to all of us. So I want to go to, let's see here. Oh, yeah, please turn, you know, these are verses you're familiar with, but if you would turn to 1 Corinthians, pardon me, I'll get it yet. It's a matter of, where am I? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 6. And I'm going to just read familiar verses. So 1 Corinthians 6, the last two verses. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. You know, it's amazing to know that the great Creator, who, because of our iniquity, separated us from Him, it's by His wonderful and glorious salvation that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, sent to do, died to save us, and to bring us into fellowship and communion with Almighty God. And how thankful we are. So we were bought with a price. That price was dear. Oh my. To think that the one who was rich, for you know the grace of our Lord, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. And think about it. The Creator of the world, He was by His Father's side during creation, and also the caregiver and the wonderful God that died to save us. And He arose from the dead, and He's a victor. And by His resurrection and by the salvation He has given us, we have been risen in His beloved name. And we arose from the dead ourselves. And we are now before the Lord, very, very righteous. Very righteous. And I wanted to, Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and praise, and power, for Thou hast created all things for Thy pleasure. That is why everything in creation God made that would be a manifestation of His love. It's amazing. When you look at something, you know, I used to hunt a lot, and I'd be out west and that. And the thing, it wasn't just hunting, it was seeing God's creation, the beauty. You know, it's everywhere. And I'll tell you, even the beauty of an environment brings praise to the Lord and glory. And that's, of course, what He desires. So, I think I read this, but I'll read it again. Everyone that is called by My name, for I have created him for My glory, not only for My glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. So the Lord is more than worthy. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and praise, and power, for Thou hast created all things for Thy pleasure. They have and were created. You know, it's just wonderful to recognize that as born-again believers and believers that love so deeply our beloved Lord, our Savior, our Father, and the Holy Spirit as well, we are so thankful and so much in love with Almighty God. It gives us really the desire to get out there and witness and speak to people of what's ahead too. You know, there's a heaven and a hell. So we must warn people. But then, as I read to you what the Lord gave me, was asking them if they recognize Christ, God, Almighty God, as the Creator, their Creator, and also, why did He create us? That's important to know, not only for the unsaved, but even Some believers aren't fully sure. But the idea is he created us, and it was for his glory, for his honor, for worship, for our service. Every time we take a moment and speak to somebody, that glory is of our Lord. That glory. You know, it's amazing. We're here to give him glory and honor. And, you know, as believers, we want to do that. And I have here to love righteously and manifest him. And that's exactly right. And Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We are here as believers to manifest and proclaim God's wonderful love of us and the salvation that he has brought us through the person of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And at him we sang, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, my. Yes, it is the sweetest name. And I'll tell you, when you think about that, it brings tears to your eyes. And also, you know, it's, you know, when I got saved, the week that Barb and I got saved, she went in with Don Wellborn, the preacher, in a room, and I was in the hallway. When she was in there a while, but when she came out, my sweetheart was crying. She had tears of joy. She just got saved. Isn't that amazing? To have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and also to know Jesus on a personal level. And he is in us. He's conforming us to the image of Christ. And just amazing. It is, isn't it? It's astounding. I'll tell you, I'll never get over it, because I will praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Savior, ye who know him. Who can tell how much we owe him? Gladly let us render to him all our love and his. That's all what it's about, being preeminent, having our Lord preeminent. And then, obviously, so we have in our minds, we're here to glorify the Lord, to bring him honor and worship, to carry out his service of caring for people. And, you know, that's a true blessing from above, a true blessing. And we are working for him. We're doing the work for him. So, you know, there's a couple of things here I want to say, too, that there's a verse that says, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Woe is me, and rightly so. We need to broadcast out the wonderful gospel. And the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, is wonderfully our Savior. Amen? Absolutely. Oh, my. And to be washed, to be regenerated, sanctified, justified. That's amazing. A new man in Christ. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to give you my testimony, but I will say this to you. I was in a horrible, horrible cloud of sin. Terribly so. And I shared it some with my son-in-law, Jens. But when I got saved, it was hallelujah. What a Savior. and he changed our lives. He does. We are new men in Christ. Men, women, you know, it includes everybody. And how thankful we are that we have a new life. And being born again, right? We're born again. And the Bible says this, truly, truly, I say unto you, you must be born again if you want to go to the kingdom of God. So because we're born by the very Creator, Savior, we have a home in heaven now. Isn't that nice? It's wonderful. And our lives changed, didn't they? Boy, I'll tell you, it was amazing. I couldn't believe how I felt so clean before the Lord as I learned more and more from this word, you know, being my sins washed away, and going on and on and on. It was great. And to live righteously and manifest Him is obviously what we want to do as believers. We want to live righteously to bring glory to His name. We want to manifest Him by our lives. And, you know, the way we react. If I start reacting the way I used to before I was saved, it wouldn't bring any glory to God. So even for the Christian, we have to remember that we are here to please Him, the one who gave us a new life. And we're here to serve Him. So I'll go on here. I think I read Revelation 4:11. I'll read it again. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and praise and power, for Thou hast created all things for Thy pleasure. They are and were created. So, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ gets pleasure. And God, of course, the Almighty God in heaven, His Father. And the beauty is that He appreciates so much creation. He made this earth and everything in it, and He takes pleasure in what He created. And it's amazing that that is happening. And for a believer, it should happen, right? And what gives me the will to move on? The love I have for the Lord Jesus Christ and God, Almighty God. I love so much that I want to serve and live for Him. And that's the way I'm sure you all feel, right? We want to serve the Lord. And I want you to, I want to say also, I'll tell you what, go to, I know the verse, 2 Peter 3:9. Yep, I know that verse. I say that verse a lot when I'm out speaking to people. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. And how true. His heart's desire is to see fallen man come to Him by His Son for salvation and to be born again. And it gets to that point when, especially when a person is convicted by God through His Holy Spirit. And then there's a verse 2, 1 Timothy 2, 4 and 5, and He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin. No, that's a good verse, but we've been made the righteousness of God in Him. But anyway, I know that verse. I say it all the time, but well, I'm getting old, got the brain. Now, you know, here's a verse for you all. When saved by grace, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not for any man to boast. It's a gift given to us by God. It's an eternal, righteous, holy, forever gift that he's not going to give back. He's not going to ask for them back. We are indeed his children. We're the children of God. And being of the children of God, we have Almighty God as our Heavenly Father. And the same Father of the Lord Jesus Christ is our Father. It's amazing. That blew my mind when I was thinking about it. The Almighty God put himself in that position. And he also says that we will be the children of God, and he's going to be a father. This is Jesus speaking. He will be a father unto us, and sons and daughters, his children. It's really great to know that we belong to the Lord. Now, what I'd like you to do is, let's see here. Okay. I have here, I'll just say this quickly, but it says, let your light so shine before men, right, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And you know, when I had this brain surgery, they were convinced, everybody, the surgeon, the different doctors, the nurses, everything, that I was never going to leave the hospital. I was going to die. And they were convinced because it was so bad. But you know, God, he overruled. And he saved me from that verdict. And you know, from the day I knew I had brain surgery, I thanked God. I did. I didn't say why to my Lord. I said, thank you, I love you, and Lord, what are you teaching me? That's what I want to know. And that's why, you know, so he's really elaborated to me different reasons, but it's all for his honor, for his glory, that man that he made would worship him. And I said, praise the Lord. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying what the Lord has implanted me with his wonderful love. So how sweet we are of him. And the other thing is, Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16, says, he is altogether lovely. Now, when I think of that, I think of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that's altogether lovely. And his mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. This is my friend. And how amazing that is to be in fellowship and communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, with Almighty God, with the Spirit, and with the saints of God. It's wonderful. And, you know, when the Lord Jesus was being reviled and terribly flogged and beaten the whole bit, never once did he curse these people. But with his sweet, sweet love, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And also, when he was on the cross, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ was, today thou shalt be with me in paradise, when he spoke to one of the men that was crucified with him. And everything he said and does say, even now, is always sweet. He is altogether lovely. Now, there's a verse in Proverbs 18:24. Boy, maybe that's the year I was born. But anyway, it says this: If you have friends, show yourself friendly, for it is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And we can say amen to that. He is with us all the time. Our omniscient, omnipotent. I just want to go to 2 Corinthians 2:14. And that says basically that we should have a thankful spirit. A thankful spirit. Never one of bitterness or saying, why are you doing this to me? No, in everything, give thanks unto the Lord. Whatever it is. And we need to be thankful, but to be thankful is so wonderful. Now, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Yes. So, you know, it's so great because the love from above has come down and showered upon us. And it's in our hearts. And I always say, it's branded in my heart. Thinking of the preeminence of the Lord, the all in all of God Jehovah, and also to be a child now of God. I mean, everything we give thanks to him, and rightfully so. Now, I'm going to read Matthew 5:19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And that's the beauty, is to be reconciled always for some of the things we may do. He shed his blood and water at the cross. The blood was the sacrifice and the cleansing for every time of our lives. And the water represents when we do something wrong, that we go to him for reconciliation and for forgiveness. But we're totally forgiven from the day we got saved till the day we leave to go to heaven. And but if we fumble, make an error, then it was the water that was shed that speaks of his forgiveness, and that we should be repentant and sorrowful for what we do. And that should be the same, by the way, when we interact with other people. And if somebody, you know, transgresses and defiles us, that we have the love of God in us, and that we show that love by what we say. Amen to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. Well, we're almost done here. Now, okay, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I just read that, I think. Yeah? Well, oh, it's time to go. I just want to read one little thing. I'll read it, and we don't want to go over too much. 2 Timothy 4:7-8, okay? I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. And how true that is. And that'll be the final chapter on earth when he comes to receive us. We hear that shout, and up we go. And we'll wear white raiment because of the righteousness of the saints and his righteousness. So anyway, I leave that with you, and I thank you for listening. And just remember again that we are here to bring him honor, glory, praise, everything. It's not about me, it's all about him. And we want to serve the brokenhearted and the believers too that are going through tough times. So I'll close in prayer and thank you for your listening. Our Heavenly Father, we are so overwhelmed with your amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? And we are so thankful, and we love you so much, our Father, our Savior Jesus, and the Spirit of God. We are very thankful, and we look forward to that shout, and we'll be taken up and meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever. So we thank you. And the crowns that we receive for our work, we want to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And the crowns we'll cast at his feet in worship and honor. So I thank you, Lord, and I ask your blessing upon the rest of the day and for the week coming up. And we all look forward, Lord, to you coming. So we pray this in our Savior's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.